ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The federal government this morning is set to fast-track legislation responding to the High Court ruling that released more than 80 people from immigration detention. The government this morning briefed the opposition just moments ago. The Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill spoke about it. Here she is.
They include the ability of the Commonwealth to impose ankle monitoring bracelets. They include the power for the Commonwealth to impose very strict curfews. For the first time, there are criminal sanctions imposed to the breaking of visa conditions, and there are jail terms attached to the end of that.
David Mann is Executive Director of the Refugee Legal, and he joins us. Welcome.
Good morning.
Ankle monitoring bracelets, strict curfews, and the possibility of ending up back in jail. Do those sound like appropriate measures in the legislation to you?
It's difficult to say how they are. I mean, the reality is that the government already have wide-ranging powers to impose extensive conditions on people released. And so the real question is, why is this all necessary now? I mean, any new conditions must meet some basic tests. They must be necessary. They must be reasonable, proportionate. They must not be punitive or deprive people unnecessarily of their liberty. And from what we've just heard, it sounds like it doesn't meet the test at all. And the reality is that the question that really arises here is why now? Why all of a sudden have we seen these new conditions about to be imposed?
And well, the government has explained
really
it didn't. Yeah, it didn't support the challenge in the High Court, and now it's trying to rectify community concern. The High Court hasn't yet released its full reasoning. So is there a risk to putting up this legislation before that reasoning is provided?
Well, look, it seems to be the first issue is that there seems to have been a panic created, and the government, of course, are reacting to that. But it also seems to be based on the belief that people pose a risk who are being released, despite the fact that really it's sort of evidence-free in the sense that people are being released years after serving sentences where they would ordinarily have been released into the community and without a crack of daylight after serving sentences, which would ordinarily in our country result in them being released into the community. Instead, they've been placed straight into immigration detention for years on end indefinitely. And that is the High Court have ruled that that is unlawful and unconstitutional.
So what happens then if this is fast-tracked? Is this going to end up in more legal dispute?
Well, look, I think the fundamental issue is that we shouldn't readily be handing to the government extraordinary powers to impose severe restrictions on our lives without proper scrutiny. It's hard to see how there has been proper scrutiny given how urgently this has all been introduced and the intention to pass it without that proper scrutiny. And I think there needs to be extreme caution exercised with any restrictions of this nature on people in everyday life. We put up checks and balances so governments can't just do this without proper scrutiny. So there are real concerns here that it doesn't pass the basic test of proportionality. And whether that is subject to legal challenge, I mean, time will tell. But there are real concerns that that this is not reasonable, that it's not clearly justified, and that it doesn't pass that basic test.
David Mann, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.
David Mann, Executive Director of Refugee Legal, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music, and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.